wouldn't call a record when you pay so much. You pay $2 and something for a record, and that can't be too common.
You mean if it could be very common, you mean?
The word. It depends on how you use the word.
Yeah. By very common, you mean, would you mean just all right, or?
No, when I said common.
You meant?
I meant like a person just want to be nasty. No, a person just want to say something nasty, you know. Like if a person is, like somebody's passing, and they're sweaty, you know, had pressed by a lot, he's coming from work and smell bad, and they're passing, some teenager would say, oh, they're funky. That don't sound nice at all. I would think that was terrible. I would say, now that person is common to pass a remark like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that.
I see.
So that's what I mean when I say it depends on how you use it. Because you can use it and say, oh, that record's called a funky something. I don't know what it is, but it's a record. I don't even like the record because I don't like the name.
Okay. Now, the thing...
See, I'm old-fashioned. I can't get that out of me. I've been like that. I'm 66 years old now, and I haven't changed. I don't think I'll ever change. So...
Well, you're a fine lady. I like talking. Okay, now something that... that you'd make, it would be baked in a deep dish and maybe have a layer on the top or crust on the top but nothing on the bottom. You know, you put all sorts of fruit in there or something like that.
Oh, that's called a turnover cake. You could make a turnover pineapple cake, a peach cake. You put the fruits to the bottom and you make up a cake batter. And pour it over the top of it, and you bake it like that. And then when you take it out the oven, you turn it over, and all that's baked together. That's called an upside down cake.
Would you ever see a pie that was baked in a real deep dish? Any sort of pie like that?
Yeah, cobbler.
Okay.
You could make an apple cobbler or a peach cobbler. You make the pastry from the flour, and you line in the bottom of your pan, and you slice some apples up and put in there, or if you want to make a peach cobbler, whichever one, or you can use both. You can use a mixed fruit and do the same thing. And after you put your fruits all down in a pan, you make you take some pieces of butter, about a half a stick of butter, and you slice it all over there, and you sprinkle cinnamon all over it. You take a teaspoonful of vanilla and you sprinkle all that over it, and then you put I take a little bit of whipped cream. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
And I pour a little bit of that over it, and a little bit of water. And then I cover it with another piece of dough, and then you roll it. You take the dough, the two pieces, the bottom layer of dough and the top dough, and you roll it like that to hold it together. And then you press it in all around. You take a fork and you stick that so the steam could come out and it wouldn't, you know, break open. And you put that in the oven and cook it. Now, sometimes some people doesn't like it like that because they don't the ingredients don't cook tender enough. Like if you took cooking that with the dry fruit. Well, I would cook the dry fruits first with a little cinnamon and some honey. See, for myself, I like the honey. Most people like the sugar. So I would cook mine with, I'd say, like, about 3 tablespoons full of honey I put into these mixed fruits. I put vanilla, I put cinnamon, and I put some nutmeg. It's a little bowl, you grate that up, I put that in there. And I stir it all up together with a half a stick of butter. And I take about a tablespoon and a half of cornstarch, that's made from the flour, and stir it all that in together, and it cooks to like a cream sauce. It makes a cream sauce, you know, like it's thick. And you pour that into the dough in your pan that you're lining with your dough, and you cover it with another dough, and you put a little butter on the top, sprinkle a little cinnamon, and run it in the oven.